It's good to be here tonight. I appreciate this opportunity which the Lord has given us to be able to be here tonight. To God be the glory. I'm thankful tonight for His mercy and great grace. Good to see each one of you here tonight. And I thank the Lord tonight that I know Him. And there's a lot of people tonight that don't know Him. There's some that think they know Him. But friend, to know Him, thank God, and the free pardon of sin is the most wonderful thing that a man could ever experience in his life. And I'm thankful tonight that I have experienced that. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Well, look with me, please, tonight, in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, please. 1 Kings, chapter number 19. Trust the Lord to help us these days of meeting.
Amen. Yeah.
I know if there is any help to be found, it will be found in Him.
Amen.
I hope you'll open your heart to the Lord and let God have His way.
Amen.
We'll begin reading here in chapter 19 and verse 1. And they have told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how that he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life. And he came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, am I not better than my fathers? And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Father in heaven, tonight we ask again for the help of the Lord. I'm asking tonight, Lord, if you would, for just a little while, to touch me and help me that I might do the will of God. I'm praying tonight that the Spirit of the Lord may have great liberty in this place. And I pray, Lord, that you might touch every individual here tonight. I pray, Lord, that you might deal with sinners where they are and show them their need of Christ. I pray that you'd help the church tonight, and Lord, get glory unto yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we look here tonight in the Scriptures, Elijah now has taken a journey. And as we began to look here at this man, I recall now back in chapter 17, in which the Lord has sent this man on a great journey.
Yeah.
Now I want to say it was not a journey according to Elijah's will, but it was a journey according to the will of God.
Yeah.
And so this man's been obedient to God's will. We think about this man and how that he came upon the scene. We know him as a man of prophecy, as he prophesied there unto Ahab, and said, It'll not rain, but according to my word. We know him as a man of power, and what a man he was. I appreciate this man. We know him maybe most of all as a man of prayer, and a man that would pray, thank God, and had a relationship with the Lord and knew what it was to pray and to have God answer his prayers. But I remind you that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Friend, he was just like me and you. This man had ups and downs, highs and lows. We have the same thing. And I draw your attention now, as God has begun to move on this man's heart, began to use this man in a great way, as he began to undertake this great ministry. Verse 7, the Bible said, The angel of the Lord came again the second time. And touched him and said, notice these words, because the journey is too great for thee. By the help of the Lord tonight, I'd like to deal with this subject, something
for the journey.
Amen.
I want the Lord to help us tonight for a little bit, if He will. There's a lot I'd like to say if God would help me. You pray I'd be obedient unto Him. Open your heart to the Lord. I believe that God would help us tonight. Now, as I began to think about this scripture, I began to think about the beginning of this journey. Now, when I speak of that tonight, I'm dealing with the hour when you found Him as your Savior. Got born again by the power of God. It was then that God placed you on a journey. Now, that journey would not be according to your will, but it would be according to the will of God. I believe tonight that God has a plan and God has a path for all of His children. I appreciate the Lord tonight for that. Okay, I began this journey when I got saved by the grace of God. If God gave me a new life, I appreciate that this evening. I see how God gives a man a new life, praise God, when He puts him on a new way. And man will never be the same after that transformation. I tell you, God gave me a new love in my life. I fell in love with God. He made all things new in my life. I praise God for this journey. Amen. I tell you, when I got saved by the grace of God, Brother Hyde, everything changed. I tell you, I really didn't even understand it. I fully don't understand it now. I know that I left that day from the house of God a different man. I could not explain what God had done. I tell you, I really didn't come looking to get saved. I knew I was coming in my heart. But God dealt with me in a great way. I found myself in a place of repentance and faith in Christ. And God did a great transaction. I left that day different than what I came. I tell you, I was excited. I'm telling you, I was excited. I couldn't hardly wait to get to the house of God. Praise God. It seemed like the man of God never preached a bad sermon. I tell you, I was excited about the Lord. I couldn't hardly wait for the man of God to preach. I love to hear the choir sing. I love to hear the special singing. I love Sunday night. I love Wednesday night. I love revival night. Special night. I'm telling you, God had placed me on a journey and gave me a beginning. Thank God that I'd never get over. Well, I appreciate it. But I found out it's not just, thank God, a beginning, friend, as salvation's concerned, but it's a beginning of service. And I had a desire to want to serve God and do what I could. Now, I don't understand folk tonight don't want to do anything for the Lord. I don't understand that. I can't understand. It seemed to me like, Brother Hyde, that when I got saved, I wanted something to do for God. I mean, they wasn't having to beg me to do this and beg me to do that. I mean, that was a want to in my heart. I wasn't doing it because of the man of God. I was doing it because of the Lord. I mean, I had something in my heart. I wanted to do something for God. And I appreciate that. And there was a fire in my heart. And it was burning. I wanted to serve God. But tell you something tonight. If you're on the journey, you ought to be on the journey of service this evening.
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. Wanting to do something for the Lord. Amen. There's too many folk that have sat down in the seat of do nothing instead of serving God while somebody else toasts the load.
Amen.
That's right. It ought not be that way. Oh, no. It ought not have to be someone coming asking you, will you do? Thank God y'all be coming asking, what can I do?
Amen.
I believe it's right. You say, why? Because of what He's done for you. He came to where you were and redeemed your life from destruction.
Yes, sir.
Thank God some folk, friend, ought to go back and think about how it was when they got saved. I know what kind of mess my life was in. I had a life of discontentment. I could find no peace and joy. I'm telling you, there was fear that gripped my heart, Brother Hatch. I was afraid of going to hell. I wanted to be saved by the grace of God. God came and did something wonderful for me. Well, I appreciate it. Now, you begin a life of service, and I found out it would begin being a life of steadfastness. The Bible says, stand having done all to stand.
Amen.
Some stability.
Amen.
So I began to look here in these scriptures. Here's a man, I believe, that was excited about the beginning of his journey.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he couldn't hardly wait. It didn't bother him to look at the king and say, it's not going to ramble according to my word.
Amen.
That didn't bother him. Thank God he was ready to do whatever God wanted him to do. Not what Elijah wanted, but what God wanted. And so the Lord began to do things in his life. And he had a life of steadfastness, God building some things in him. And I tell you, I don't want to be moved in this day There's a lot of people moved. There's not much steadfastness.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. But there ought to be.
Right.
You ought to go ahead and determine in your heart that you'll serve God to the day you die.
Right.
You'll stand for what's right. You'll stand with the church. And you'll do your best to please Him.
Amen.
A lot of folk are trying to serve God on a convenience for themselves. They're trying to figure out what they can do that's convenient for them. And they'll want to come when it's convenient. And they'll want to serve when it's convenient. They'll want to sing when it's convenient. They want to give when it's convenient.
Yeah.
God's looking for steadfastness in someone. They're just, you're right. Nobody else wants to do that. So here he is. He's on a journey. God's put him on a journey. He'll never be the same because of it. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. When you get in this journey, there's battles in this journey. And you'll not be saved long. You'll not serve God long. And you'll run into battles. And sometimes when a man gets in these battles, it causes the fire to go out a little bit. And it causes one to lose their excitement. That's the truth. Now, I wish it wasn't that way, but sometimes it is. And I began to think here in the Scriptures about this man. I mean, his God began to move in his life. He had a struggle or a battle with faith as God would say, follow me and do what I say.
Amen.
That's right. Now, we talk a lot about faith and we sing about it, but not a lot of people live by it. That's right. God said, go hide yourself down by the brook. Well, that's faith.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
he didn't tell him to pack anything.
Right.
He said, just go.
Right.
Now I'm talking about faith, brother. Now I know I'm saved by grace through faith.
Right.
I believe that with all my heart. But I also understand that I am to walk by faith.
Right.
And I know tonight without faith it's impossible to please Him.
Right.
And so this man is on a good course and God has said, go hide yourself down by the brook. So there he is. He's gone down by the brook and God's taking care of him. I'm going to tell you something. God's taking care of me and you too.
Amen.
That's exactly right tonight. Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. We ought not have to sing to the rafters fall, cause somebody to smile and have some fun. Be excited about what God's done. I mean, God has been there for me and you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God. He's helped us every step of the journey.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. He's met, supplied our needs. I tell you, God's been so good. I mean, so good.
Right.
Thank the Lord. So there the man of God was, and God's got him in a place of isolation. He begins to help him. He feeds him and takes care of him. He drinks by the brook. And I tell you, Elijah's doing well, and he's running well in the journey. And I tell you, the battle's raging. Amen. You reckon the devil ever come by and said, the ravens will not be here today? Amen. Well, you reckon it happened when the brook dried up? Amen. You reckon the devil came by to where he was and said, well, the brook's dried up. What you going to do? I'm going to tell you something tonight. The brooks may dry up, but thank God the Lord hadn't dried up tonight. Amen. I tell you what he did do, thank God. He stayed with God and the God said move. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight that's moving. They're on a journey, friend, but it's not God's journey. Their journey.
That's right.
Oh, yes. They're telling God what they're going to do. Telling God which way they're going to go.
Yeah.
And so here he is, and God sent him up to Zarephath, to a widow woman. What a place God put him at.
Yep.
And I tell you, that's a test of faith.
Yes, sir.
Amen, that's right. By the time you take one test, you'll take another. It's not just pass one test and friend then shout till you go home to glory. It's test after test after test. About the time you feel like that you can't, God will show you you can't without Him.
Right. Right.
And so there He is, the widow's house. Reputation on the line. Make me a little cake first, He said. Make me one first. Great truth in that, Brother Hyde. Amen. That's right. Great truth in that. Amen. Most folk want themselves first. But she was obedient. Her cattle man of God. God blessed her for it. Tell you what, they ate many days. All things are looking well. I'm talking about in this journey that God has put him on. It's beginning well over here, but God is taking him a good ways. His faith is being tested, but praise God, he's trying. Thank the Lord for it. The boy dies.
He didn't foresee that coming. He didn't know what's coming. There's a lot of things happening in our life we don't know what's coming either, brother. I'm talking about it catches us by surprise. We wake up one morning, everything looks the same. We're going to go out and conduct our lives just like we always do. But I tell you, friend, before the sun goes down, something's happening that changes our lives for time and eternity. I'm telling us right tonight. We didn't see it coming. I tell you, it's caught us by surprise. What did the man of God do? Thank God he showed steadfastness in his life. Praise God, he went and prayed. God moved miraculously. God knows what he's doing tonight. And I'm going to tell you something. When God does something in my life, it's not just to affect me. It's to affect somebody else too. That's exactly right tonight. That's why it's important. Praise God, we're on this journey together. So here he is, and things are happening. Now God says it's time to go show yourself. That's right. Go show you. It's no time to hide. Sometimes it might be a time to isolate yourself, but sometimes it's time to show yourself. And so he's looked at Ahab. He's went face to face. And he said, I'm going to tell you, I'm not the problem. He said, you are the problem. He was not ashamed. He was not afraid. Oh, yes. I thank the Lord for that. And of course, we know the story. We bless the name of God for this account. And how that he challenged the prophets of Baal. Told the people of God. That's just who God really is. I tell you, sometimes, friend, that's how it ought to be in our life. We'll just go ahead and determine who God is and just serve him. Isn't that right? And so he repaired the altar. That has probably helped some of us tonight. Brother, the stones have been scattered. You know it's so tonight. Some folk, it's been so long since they've been to the altar, they couldn't tell you the last time. I'll tell the truth tonight. There's some folk, it's been months, maybe years. The stones have been scattered. So I tell you what I'm going to do. Boy, Elijah got any work. He labored. He toiled. He repaired the altar. Thank God he had great confidence in God. He laid the sacrifice. We know how that he poured the water on the sacrifice to the ditch red full. He prayed in 63 words and the fire of God fell. I'm talking about, brother, the fire of God fell. You say, what's going to bring the fire? Prayer will. Amen. You say, ain't had much. Well, how much do you pray? That's right. I think about the house of God. Boy, how we need the fire of God to fall in the house of the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. It ought to be more than just the man of God to pray. Amen. Ought to be. I tell you what. If folk would get up on Sunday morning, and I'm talking about quit getting up at the last minute, and I'm talking about get up and spend some time with God, what would it be like if everybody in the house of God would get up early in the morning and praise God, find a place to pray and give the word of God and thank God to show up and come to the doors for to serve and worship God? What would it be?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen. Well, he's prayed the fire of God's fail. Well, the people are crying, the Lord, he is God. Elijah sends a message to Ahab. He said, there is a sound of abundance of rain. To the top of Carmel he goes. I'm talking about to pray again. Now, I tell you what, just because you prayed one time in the fire of God's fire doesn't mean you don't need to pray again. You understand me tonight? Thank the Lord. So he prays. The servant goes. He comes back. And the reports a lot of times like we hear, it's there's nothing. Amen. Sometimes it's that way when we serve God, by the way. I'm talking about on this journey. We've gone and we prayed and there is nothing. I'm talking about the battles, friend. Amen. You go and you pray and you serve God, but there's nothing. Oh, yes. Thank God for folk that will stay with it. I'm talking about when it's been dry as shucks on Sunday morning. Thank God they'll come back Sunday night.
Amen.
That's right. You get in a dry spell. Thank God they'll still come.
Amen.
Still want to do when there's nothing. Oh, yes.
Amen.
You know what the devil say? Maybe you ought to find another place. I tell you what, friend, God ordains the place.
Amen.
You better believe that. I still believe the shepherd leads the sheep.
Amen.
There's a lot of people trying to jump from pasture to pasture, but there's no good in that.
Amen.
You can't find what you need going that way.
Amen.
He said, go again. That's what God says tonight. Go again.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to get it the first time. You go again. Praise God. Just stay with it till you get it. Boy, the last time he came back, said, I'm going to tell you what I see.
Amen.
I see a cloud.
Amen.
A little cloud. Like a man's hand.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. He said, it's enough. Praise God. Girded up his loins and ran. Forever to Jezreel. And God sent the rain.
Amen.
Say the battles are real, but sometimes you just gotta stay with it, amen.
Brother, sometimes people come saying, just there's not much. Then when they do see something, they say, well, it looks like just a little bit. But sometimes that's all you need, friend.
Right, right.
Oh. You think after that, brother, a revival break loose. But it ain't always like that. I tell you, I still marvel sometimes. I don't understand. It might be me. It might be the day. I don't know. We come in on Sunday morning sometimes. It's been sweet to my soul. It seemed like when they sing the power of God fall and the glory falls and folk cry and testify and people make the way that all can pray. And it seems like a sweet spirit. Then Sunday night is just flat and nothing's going on. Sometimes I don't understand that. Some people get taken back when that happens. And they get discouraged. It's amazing how sometimes we can go from the top to the bottom.
Right.
Just a matter of moments.
Right.
Oh, but the battle's raging. The battle sometimes with our faith, with our flesh.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something about our flesh. It doesn't love God.
That's right.
It does not. As a matter of fact, the enemy with God. You're your worst problem tonight. A lot of times we like to blame shift and we'll tell God how we would stand and how we would serve and how we do the will of God and how we'd have some joy if it weren't for this situation or somebody in the church or our spouse or somebody else. But the fact of the matter is we have what we want.
Right.
That's exactly right. You've got what you want tonight. Oh yeah, people do what they want to do. Oh yeah, well I'll tell you what, yeah, you hear the excuses that long every Sunday morning. I tell you they'll come in. Oh yes, they'll come in. They've got the excuses why they can't and why they can't do this and why they ain't got the victory and why they can't sing and why they can't serve. I tell you, God wants you to live for God. A lot of people blaming everything when they ought to just be looking at themselves and saying, it's me, oh Lord. It's just me. Pride enters in. They can't get right. I mean, they're afraid to move. Afraid of what somebody's going to say. Boy, we're in an hour now and folk don't want to know, let you know they have problems. They want you to think, thank God, that they're spiritual all the time, that they're at the top of the plateau. Amen. I tell you, most of us are not at the top tonight.
Amen.
Let's just be honest.
Amen.
I tell you what, thank God, there's joy no matter where you're at if you'll put your eyes on Him.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Sometimes we have a battle with fatigue. We're in weary days.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Yes, it is.
People are weary in their minds.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what it means to be fatigued.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I wonder sometimes maybe that's what's happened here. See, he's labored. He's served. He's lived for God.
Yeah.
He's had faith.
Right.
He's faced the battles. He wasn't afraid to stand before Ahab and say, you're the problem. He wasn't afraid to stand before the prophets of Baal and say, let's find out who God really is.
Amen.
That's right. He wasn't afraid to do that. He wasn't afraid to tell the servant, you go look again. I'm going to keep praying.
Yes,
oh, but friends, sometimes it seems like when all that's over, we get back down. I tell you there, the battle's still raging. I don't believe it ever lets up.
That's right.
Oh, we've got different things that we face. Message comes to Elijah, this great man of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something, friend. I wouldn't be worthy tonight to follow after that man at a great distance. I wouldn't be worthy to carry his coat. And I tell you what, this man had a little time. And I tell you, Jezebel sent a message unto him. Now, you'd have thought, I'm just telling you the way I think tonight, you'd have thought when that message come, he'd have tore it up in the presence of the man that sent the message. You'd have thought he'd have run out in the street, praise God, and had a glory hallelujah fit. You'd have thought, thank God, he'd have hollered to the acres, fell and said, I believe God, I'm going to stand for God. That's not the way it happened. Fear it in. Sometimes we have a battle with fear. You know what hurts people? The unknown tonight. The unknown. Isn't it something, Hal, that when things happen, a lot of times we picture just about as bad as it can possibly be. Amen. That's right. We battled with that. And this man began to run. I'll tell you what, tonight, there's a lot of people running even when they're in the house of God. That's right. I'm talking about they're running. And he's just left it all. Messages come. I'm talking about the battles in this journey. I wish it wasn't so, but running it just is so tonight. I don't know why, friend, that we have battles like we do.
seem like just about time you get victory free and there's another battle raging in front of you. About the time that you overcome one giant, there's another stands before you. About the time you get through one valley, there's another one to have to go through. About the time, friend, you cross one river, there's another in front of you.
All right. All right.
That's the way it is sometimes. Here he is. He's left out. He's took his servant.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? I'm going to tell you something, friend. You get to mission the will of God, you'll take somebody with you. That's what saddens my heart.
Amen.
I say, I've seen people walk out of the will of God, but the bad thing is they've taken somebody with them.
Right.
A lot of times Brother Hyde will take the family with them. They'll take somebody in the church with them.
Right.
They'll cause them to miss the will of God.
Yeah.
How important is it tonight that we put our eyes on Jesus?
Right, man.
Oh, yes.
Sure, that's right.
See, a lot of folks, they're not looking at Him tonight. Oh, no, they're looking at themselves. They're looking at circumstances. They're trying to figure it out. Hey, friend, they won't look to God. They're just doing their own thing. The battle's raging. This man's left his servant after he's went for a while. He's went a day's journey. And guess where he's at, friend? He's in the wilderness. Amen. Hard to have victory in the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So how you know? Because I've been there more than one time. Most of them are wildernesses of our own making. That's right. He didn't have to go there. He chose to go there.
Yeah.
Ask you a question tonight. Where you're at this season spiritually, why are you there? Was it ordained of God? Has God got you in that place, or is it a witness of your own making? You understand what I'm saying tonight? See, a lot of folk just want to do so much. Amen. I'll do this, but I really don't want to do that. So here he is. It's amazing to me how he's getting in this shape. He sat down under the juniper tree. He's pretty much just quit.
Yeah.
He's no towel in.
Right.
Amen. Now, every one of us here is probably quit time or two. And I'd lie to you if I told you I hadn't quit. There's been times I've tried to figure out how I could get out from underneath it.
Right.
Just being honest. Why? Because sometimes the burdens are great.
Right.
That's right. You know how it is. Problems come. Things happen.
Yes.
Troubles arise. You get tired of fighting in the battle.
Right.
You don't feel like you can pick the sword up and go again. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
He's sat down. I'm talking about this man is sat down. And he said, I just took the time. Yes, to live.
Yep. Right.
I'll tell you what, people get that way. I know about people get that way. Oh, he's in a bad shape. I'm talking about something for the journey. I'm glad tonight to know that when I'm in that state, I'm in that kind of shape. God knows where I'm at.
Right, right.
That's right. Because if I can speak from my heart tonight, I don't want to stop. I don't want to go my own way. I want to do the will of God.
Amen.
You listen to me tonight. I want to do the will of God. I tell you what I like to see, Brother Hyde. I like to see my church do the will of God.
Yes.
I like to see families in the will of God. I like to see folks just serve God together.
Amen.
Walk the battle.
Amen, preacher.
Here he is. He sat down. I mean, he wants to die. He just seemed to just quit. I guess you'd like him maybe to find him underneath the tree. Maybe someone would say maybe he's gone to serve God. Maybe you don't want folk to know he's just quitting his heart. He's weary. And he's fell asleep. That's where he's at. I believe that's why there's so many people asleep. They're just so weary.
Yes, sir.
They fought the battle. And I tell you, boy, at first it felt like they had strength and power. They went out on the battlefield, but after a while that strength began to leave them. Amen. The flesh begins to conquer them. It seemed like at one time they almost had it subdued, but now it's grown up again.
Right.
That's right. Fears plague their heart. They're afraid. They wouldn't admit it, but I'm talking about they're afraid. Amen. Here he is. And although there's battles in the journey, I want to report to you tonight there's some blessings in the journey.
Amen.
That's right, because God's not done yet.
Right.
God's not done with Elijah, and God's not done with me. And I don't believe God's done with you.
Right.
Amen. I appreciate God tonight.
Yeah.
And you may question in your mind whether brother such and such cares, whether sister such and such cares. You may wonder sometimes if the church cares. You may wonder sometimes the man of God cares. But I'm going to tell you something like, God cares this season.
Yeah.
God cared about Elijah, and God cares about you.
Yeah.
God cares about my family. God cares about the church tonight. He cares about where I'm at. He cares about how I feel. He cares about what I'm going through.
God's moved. God sent an angel. Tell you something, Elijah's not aware of it. He's asleep. God's doing a lot of things tonight that we're not even aware of.
Hey, man, that's right.
God's moving on hearts. Sometimes we're not even aware of it.
No doubt there's people in this room tonight that simply need to be saved.
That's right. Amen. You might be surprised what God's doing. Amen. Boy, the battle rages sometimes. We feel like giving up and quitting. We prayed. We've requested prayer. God's still able to move on their heart. Amen. The only thing I'm going to do is believe in God and pray and ask God to move. Oh, yes. I tell you, hell's real tonight, friend. You better believe it is. Hell's real this evening. I tell you, for a man to leave this world, I'm prepared to meet God. There is no second chance. Devil wants a man to quit, just pack it up, go back to the house. I tell you, folk are cooling off in the air in which we live. They are finishing like it's a good crowd on Sunday morning. But it's not as big on Sunday night. I tell you, Wednesday night, it'll dwindle on down. Folk will say, well, I'm so tired when I come in. But I tell you, what about when you used to love God? Well, this woman told me one. We had a Sunday morning service, and it seemed like God really moved. Folk was in the altar praying, and she told me after service. She visited the church a while. She said, "Preacher, I want you to pray for me." She said, "There was a time when I couldn't wait to get to the house of God." That's what she told me. She told me how when she first got saved, she said, "I couldn't wait to get to the house of God." She said, "I'd get off work Wednesday evening." She said, "I didn't have time to go home." She said, "I'd go straight from my job to the house of God. I'd stop at the store and get a drink and a pack of nabs and come on in the house of God. I was excited about being there. I couldn't hardly wait to sing in the choir. But I tell you, she's cooled off, and now she don't even come to the house of God." Isn't that something?
Yes.
Oh, the battle's raging.
Oh, but there's blessings in the journey.
Amen.
God still cares, and God still knows. You know what I'm thankful tonight that God will do? He'll interrupt us.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. That's what he did for Paul. Amen. When he was taking his journey, he interrupted the course.
Right.
That's what the word means. It means to stop or to get in the way of the way you're traveling. God interrupted Elijah's course. That's what he did. He came to where he was. He wasn't invited to come. Elijah didn't ask him to come, but thank God he came anyway. I'm glad God can still do what God wants to do. You better believe that, friend. He doesn't need my permission. He don't need your permission. He's not going to come out and ask you what I think he's going to do, what he wants to do. He's came there and he's prepared this meal for the man of God. Isn't that something? Amen. I mean, he's got it ready. And when it's all ready, you know what he's done? He's woke him up. A lot of times, Sunday morning, we'll prepare the meal. But the height, when it's just about ready, we'll go in there and wake the kids up. Hey, man, we'll say, "Come on, boys, let's get up. It's time to eat."
Yeah.
He's woke a man of God up and said, "Hey, rise and eat." Man of God got up and he began to behold what God had done. I'll tell you what we all do tonight. We all stop for a few minutes and see just what God has done.
Amen.
Hey, man, when's the last time we really just stop for a few moments and look at what God's done? What God has prepared for us. What God has given unto us. Amen. But he partook of it. He did like a lot of people. He laid back down and went to sleep. Amen. A lot of people do that. But God's not done. I'm glad tonight for that. God's not done. I'm talking about, friend, something for the journey. You know what God was trying to do for him? Give him something for the journey.
Yeah.
This man's going to learn a great lesson that a lot of people need to learn.
Right.
He wakes him up again. He looks for the height. He's got something else to eat.
Amen.
He's got something else to drink. Isn't it right? Now I'm talking about he's invited God. Gave an invitation to him. God's going to tell him something that he does not know. So I'm going to tell you something, man of God. He said, "You need to arise and eat for this reason. Because the journey is too great for thee." You know why a lot of people started? They ain't hardly going anymore because the journey got so great. Amen. When they first got saved, I'm telling you, they couldn't hardly wait.
And I tell you, friend, now that they've been in the journey a while, and they've gone a distance, and they've got a little older, and the battle's still raging, they've got a little bit weary. Now they're not as excited as what they used to be. That's right. They don't move them that much. Oh, they still sing the songs, but it don't move their heart. Boy, we've sung Victory in Jesus, Brother Hyatt. Best folk in the congregation, I've seen them weep through that song. I'm talking about the tears rolling down their face and dripping on the hymnal. And friend, they don't even sing it anymore. Are you listening to me? You know what's happened, friend? The journey's got too great. That's right. They're trying to do it in the strength of their flesh.
Tell you what, tonight, you can't serve God in the strength of your flesh and get too far. God's got something for the journey tonight. There's some blessings God's given us.
I'm going to tell you something God's given us tonight. I have it right here in my hand. I'm going to tell you what, friend. If you spend more time in this book, you might be surprised how it helped you in the journey. Amen. A lot of people, friend, they'll pick it up on Wednesday night. They'll pick it up on Sunday morning. They'll pick it up on Sunday night. They'll make excuses to God. They'll tell the Lord why they're so busy. They're too tired at night. They can't hardly get up in the morning. They'll blame it on the kids. They'll blame it on working late. They'll blame it on overtime. But God give us something to help us in the church. I tell you what, friend, this is manna. Thank God for your soul tonight. Thank God it's needful. I'm talking about it's needful. I tell you what, you push away from the table. You go a couple of weeks without eating. I'm telling you what, you'll be so weak you can't hardly move. And that's why people can't serve God. You listen to me. But God's give us something in the journey. Amen.
Amen.
You know what's going to keep you, thank God, going on? This book right here. Oh, yes, something for the journey. When's the last time you spent some time in this book? I tell you what people will do. They'll pick it up. They'll read a few verses of Scripture. And they'll go about their day, but they've never got anything from God. Won't you let God lead you in the book? Let God help you in the book. And I'm going to tell you what, if you read through this book in a year's time, praise God for that. But I'd rather you read it every day and get something from God. Amen. If it took you 10 years to get through it, amen? Yeah. And get something for your soul and get some strength. So when you walk out the door on Monday morning and face the world and everything else, God has helped you, amen? A lot of people won't spend time in this book. Oh, but God's given it to us. Amen. We've got something for the journey. I tell you something else He's given us. He's given us the church. I'm talking about for the journey. That's exactly right. I don't know how people make it without the church. That's exactly right. I'm talking about a place where we can come. Thank God, friend, we've got fellowship tonight. We can worship God together. Praise God. Help one another. Amen. I tell you, people have taken the church for granted. Oh, yes. I tell you, the church is a great thing tonight. Christ built it upon Himself this evening. I tell you what the Lord's done in this hour in which we live. He's placed local assemblies, thank God, in areas. And gave them men of God to stand and pastor the flock. God's been good. You better believe that. I tell you what you ought to do tonight. You ought to thank God for your church. And you ought to thank God for your preacher. And you ought to thank God for the folk that you go to church with. Amen. When's the last time that you thank God for the church? Amen. There's a lot of people like to put down the church. And I tell you what, they like to complain about the church. And I've heard them talk about what they don't like in the church. But I thank God tonight for the church. Amen. I'm a church man, brother. Yeah. Amen to God. I tell you what, friend, when's the last time maybe someone in your secret place, nobody else around, you just got on your knees and thank God for the man of God that God's given you. Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I'm telling it right tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
I tell you something the Lord's given us. Thank God He's given us a comforter for the journey.
Amen.
Amen. That's exactly right. The comforter abides, brother.
Amen.
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 I tell you what I need, the comforter. You listen to me. Well, there's been times I couldn't hardly go. There's been times I didn't want to go. I'm just being honest. Thank God, brother, keep the comforter was that help me. There's been times I've been in trouble in my soul. I couldn't see a way. I couldn't make a way. I was sure there was no way, but thank God the comforter was there to help me. Thank God, you understand what it means to be comforted tonight. Thank God to have the peace of God come over your soul. I'm talking about when your back's to the wall. There's nowhere else. The devil's come pointing his finger at you. Said, you serve God. Look what it's done you. Thank God you can't explain it. You really wasn't even looking for it. But God came to where you were, interrupted friend, the course you was taking, amen, and sat down beside you and praise God comforted you.
Yeah.
Peace of God began to flood your soul.
Amen.
Oh yes, I know what I'm talking about tonight. But I need the peace of God. Now, boy, I need His help. Thank the Lord for comfort.
Amen.
Praise God. When there's comfort, then there's rest.
Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord tonight.
I'm talking about rest. Friend, I appreciate God tonight. I mean, there's help for the journey. There's something for the journey tonight. I got on the journey when I got born again by the power of God. I tell you where it ends at. It ends, friend, when I leave this world and see Him face to face. Amen. You know what God exhorts us to do? To fight the good fight of faith. To finish our course with joy. Amen. How many people's got real joy tonight? I'm just being honest this year. How many folks has got real deep down joy in their heart? I mean, they're just glad to be saved. They're glad to serve God. Man, they're glad for what God's given them. Whether they're fit eating at some fine place, or having to eat at McDonald's, or supper to Goodwill, or drive some car 20 years old, how do they got joy in their soul? How many times have you seen folk of that kind of joy?
Amen.
Oh, yes. I'm talking about the kind of joy you had when you first got born again.
Right.
Now listen, listen to me. You can't live in the past. You gotta live in the present. But I tell you, isn't it a shame how that most folk had more victory and more joy and the love of God, had more zeal for God years ago than what they got now?
Right.
Oh yes. We'll blame it on everything. But where the blame stops, and that's right here. Amen. I tell you what folk will do, they'll come get something for the journey.
Amen.
That's exactly what God's got it.
Amen.
God's got, He opened up. He said, man of God. He said, well, there it is, just it. Amen.
Yes.
He said, the journey's too great for you. He said, what? He said, I put you on a path.
I ordained it. And I want you to run it.
Amen.
He said, but it's too great for you. You can't do it yourself. Amen. You can't do it yourself. You've got to have me as much now as what you had me down by the brook. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you get to want Him now like you wanted Him when He's first down by the brook, it'll make a difference in your life. Hey, man, if you'll get excited about Him now, like you were when you first got excited, when you got saved, it'll make a difference in your life. If you'll be satisfied with what God's given you now, like you were then, it'll make a great difference. Sometimes, friend, we're very discontent with God. I feel like that God maybe ought to give us some more, do more than what He's done.
Or
sometimes I'm like that to my shame. Or sometimes I'll get aggravated. I know probably some of you never get aggravated. Boy, sometimes I'm telling you, I get aggravated.
Yeah.
Amen, that's right. And I'll tell God how I really feel in my heart. He knows, Brother Todd, He knows.
Right.
I tell Him how I feel, and I'm ashamed of what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Get to thinking about where I could have been. I tell you, I could be in hell tonight without hope and God.
Right.
God owed me nothing.
Right.
I'm talking about He owed me absolutely nothing. I had made my mind up what I was going to do. I had charted my course. I felt like the way to have happiness in this life was to run the way of the world and do my own thing. And that's the way I was headed. I tell you, I thought I was having a big time. And God began to trouble my soul, Brother Robert. He could have left me alone. But God began to trouble me. I couldn't find pleasure in the things of this world. I tell you, I was in the house of God. It bothered me. The man of God would preach. It bothered me. I tell you, I was doing things in the house of God. I wasn't even born again. I wanted to get out from underneath the load. I pulled in that Sunday morning. I'm talking about, friend, I was down. There's a man who wanted me to help teach his Sunday school class. Man, I'm telling you, I needed to be taught. I wasn't fit to do nothing. There was no God in my heart. I had a head knowledge, but no heart knowledge.
Amen.
There was nothing inside. I was empty. I tell you, I was driving home at night. You listen to me. I'd go home. I'd run 35 miles an hour coming home at night. I was afraid I was going to wreck and die and go to hell. You listen to me. I had played the game. And I was ashamed of myself and what I was. Well, I could see every hypocrite in the church that I got lost in. Then I became the biggest hypocrite there was. I came in that Sunday morning. I was ashamed. Too much pride to say what I was. I tried to teach a class. I stood up about 10 minutes. I stumbled through a few things. And I sat there and I felt like everybody knew what I was.
Yeah.
I felt like my life was transparent. And I said, I'm done. That's all I've got. And I sat down and I'm talking about with my head hung in shame. There's a man of God there, not by coincidence, but by providence. You listen to me. CB said, Brother John, you got something you'd like to say? He had about 30 minutes, friend. Praise God, he got up and got to preaching. You listen to me. He went down every road I'd ever been down, Brother Tim. Ended up with the grace of God. You listen to me. I mean, God broke me down that Sunday morning. God broke me down. I was just sitting there. I knew what I was. I knew I was lost and undone without God. I shook that man's hand and went out and sat down in the auditorium. What I always said, I was in trouble. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I was in trouble. Brother Fry got up that morning and quiet sang, and I was just sitting there. He said, I believe it's the will of God that this man of God preached this morning. He got up and took a text out of Ezekiel and preached on the grace of God. I couldn't tell you everything. He said, I don't know all what he said. I'm telling you, God was speaking to my heart.
Yes,
Brother Keith, the invitation was given. Amen. I got up out of my seat. Nobody come and prayed to me. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Everybody thought I was all right. I was all wrong on the inside. I'm telling you, I was all wrong.
Yes,
I couldn't tell you everything that I said. I do not know. I was asking God to have mercy on my soul.
Amen.
I was asking God to have mercy on my soul and to save me. Thank God, I'm telling you, there's a peace came over my soul that I cannot explain. I left out that morning different than what I'd ever come. Amen. I'm telling you, I was excited about the things of God. It meant something to me that day. Oh, you listen to me. I tell you, that's what we need in the hour in which we live. To have that kind of excitement in God has gave us something for the change. Oh, yes. I tell you, that's what we need. I tell you, when we look in the cupboard and the cupboard seems bare, I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to make your way to an altar somewhere, whether it's here at your house. Praise God, somewhere out by yourself. Get something from God. God's got it for you. Let God fill your soul. Amen. Thank God that you could come back to the house of God. Amen. In love with Him. Oh, yes. God's got something for the journey. Hey, friend, listen. It's not going to get easier. Don't mistake. Hey, listen. You think it's going to get better? I mean, it's going to get worse and worse. Even misuse of waxing worse and worse. But I tell you, God's still good. I tell you, joy is still real. His peace still has His love. Understand? Oh, yes. It's still good to be saved. Thank God it's good to be saved tonight. I'd rather be in this way than any way I know of. I don't apologize for it tonight. I'm telling you, friend, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I tell you, God has got something to show you, amen. If you'll just come and get what He's got tonight. Oh, yes. I tell you what some people won't do. They'll get up and they'll look. God says, here it is. Just come and get it. God gives the invitation. Listen to me. God gives, but they won't move. They won't move. They'll look at it, but they won't partake of it. And I'm telling you what, friend, if you don't get it, you'll have a tough time with the journey. Because I'm telling you, it's too crazy. For the birds are too heavy for you to carry by yourself. You can't carry them. I'm telling you, hey, the battle's too great. You can't win it by yourself. You can't do it. Hey, the mountain's too high. You can't climb it by yourself. Oh, no. Hey, listen, the valley, it's so low and so long, hey, friend, you can't walk it by yourself.
Right.
Oh, but if you'll just get with Him, I tell you what you'll find, friend, in the midst of the valley, or climbing up the mountain, or in the midst of the battle, thank God He'll be there. I'm talking about right by side.
Sure.
Thank God He's got something for you to help you.
Right.
Hey, man, when you feel like you can't go another step, praise God, He'll help you take another step. Hey, when you feel like you can't sing, He'll help you sing another song. Thank God, He'll let you come back in the house of God with the fire of God that you hadn't had in a long time. Amen. You ought to come and ask God to have the fire. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes. Boy, it's important tonight. God's got something for the journey tonight.
Amen.
Hey, man, I wonder tonight, where you at in the journey? Where you at tonight in the journey? In the midst of the battle? About half defeated? About quit on God? Have you pulled up underneath a juniper tree? Don't want nobody to know about it, but there you sit. You just soon to die as to live. I tell you, it seems like the luster's about going out of this thing of serving God. Hey, that fire's gone down to a flicker. There's not much going on anymore. It's been a long time since you had joy. You couldn't tell the last time you stood and testified and the tears of God ran down your face. You remember the last time the choir sang and you put your hands toward heaven and waved your hands. When's the last time? God's got something for the journey tonight. I mean, God has. The question is, what will you do with what God's got? I'm going to tell you what, sinner, here tonight without God, I'll tell you the journey you're taking. It leads down below. You listen to me? That's right. It leads down below. But you know what God can do? He's able to step, thank God, in the way of where you're traveling on that broad road that leads to destruction. And I tell you what He's got with Him, thank God. He's got mercy and grace. Amen. He give you what you need, thank God, to put you on the right way and give you the best journey you've ever traveled.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Boy, I thank God for it tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad this seems like God has got something for the journey. Let's have the pianist come. Let's bow our heads for just a moment tonight. This pianist comes to see how Elijah was under the juniper tree. Not that he's discouraged. He's wanting to quit. He feels like he can't go on. God came by and woke him up and said, "Son, I'm going to tell you something. I've got something for the journey. I'll give you something that'll help you." The Bible said he went in the strength of that meat 40 days. God help you tonight. If you're here without God, God help you. But you better mind the Lord tonight. Hey man, God woke him up. What if God's woke somebody up tonight? I'm talking about God's woke him up. Hey man, God's woke him up. He said, "Here it is. Won't you come get it?" Child of God, the journey is too great for thee. But God's got something for you if you'll come get it. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you. You mind in the seat. The journey's too great. Some's come, others ought to come. If you've grown weary in the journey, God's got it.
Yes, He does.
God's got it tonight. Let God help you this evening. I mean, let God help you. God's able tonight. Won't you come tell Him what you need? God cares tonight. He cares about you. Thank God He wants to help you tonight. Let God help you to see that. Some of you get troubled in your heart. I tell you where your help's going to be found. It's going to be found in the Lord.
Yes.
Some of you are concerned about your soul, where you're going to spend eternity.
Amen.
God's got what you need to put you on the right journey. What will you do with God? If He beckons you to come, you mind Him tonight. You mind God.